Hey guys, it's John. I wanted to follow up from yesterday when we were talking about going in and creating Facebook Live videos. I've been getting some questions that came in, and even some of my own clients had some questions about how actually to start using Facebook Live. Like, how do you actually use it and create the videos inside of Facebook and produce it so that it shows up on your feed and shows up on your customer or your potential customer's phones? And what do you do? What do you talk about? Well, I'm going to go through that today in today's episode. Today's episode is number 77, believe it or not. How crazy is that? But I want to be able to share with you, if you're not already, if you haven't created a Facebook business page, you're missing a huge opportunity to connect with your audience. It's very simple. It's free. And you would be able to go in there, set up your business page. Once that's, for instance, I set up for one of the dealerships I'm working with, they wanted to grow their used truck beds. And so they didn't want it to be able to kind of blend in with their own business model because they wanted to be able to have messages coming in through Facebook and not flooding their own dealership's Facebook messaging system. So we quickly, like this afternoon, created a used truck bed business page specifically for that category, that vertical, if you want to call it that. And from there, we can go in and create Facebook Live feeds around truck beds, which is fantastic. And we kind of piggyback off of the dealership that I'm working with and their name recognition. And that way, the phone numbers and all of that still factor in to the messaging system or through their phone system. All of it's still there. It's just, it's piggybacking off of the dealership name rather than using that name specific, because they handle a lot of commercial vehicles. They handle a lot of used and new vehicles. They actually don't do new vehicles, but almost new vehicles. And they also deal a lot with the commercial vehicles. But they didn't want to have their truck beds, their used truck beds, kind of getting involved with what they're doing on the dealership side. They kind of wanted to separate that. And you can do that too from your dealership. And when you set up a business page, and it took me about, I don't know, maybe 15, 20 minutes. Now, remember, I've been doing this for a little bit, but even if it took you an hour to create a Facebook business page, that's a huge asset that you have moving forward to collect leads, to generate these Facebook Live videos, to connect with your audience. And the way that you, once you set up that Facebook business page, at the top, there'll be a little symbol for a video. And then when you click on that symbol, it'll say going live. But you're actually not going live just yet. It will then take, and my suggestion would be, if you don't already have the Facebook app downloaded on your phone, download the Facebook app on your phone. And then you want to associate and connect your account to your Facebook business page, your dealership's business page, so that you're an admin. And then by becoming an admin or having somebody else in the dealership being an admin, then when they connect to the business page, they'll have a little video icon right there on the business page so that on their phone, they can just push that little, what looks like a little video button for live. It'll actually say live. And then it'll go to the next screen, which is, you know, are you ready to record live? And then when you click on that, then you actually start recording live. And then that way you will be able to, if you want, show off your inventory, show off your employees, talk about what makes you different. Whatever it is off the top of your head that you want to discuss, you can start doing that right there through the Facebook Live. And you've got a captive audience. Because I don't know if you've ever experienced a Facebook Live feed. I'm sure most of you, if you're listening to this, have, where that Facebook Live feed comes up onto your phone or onto your mobile device or onto your iPad, whatever you're using, and you have to actually minimize it. That's huge. You know, you guys are spending, you know, I'm working with a dealership where they were spending almost $15,000 on a couple billboards. You're going to get a lot more bang for your dollar by doing these Facebook Live feeds than you will by spending $15,000, $20,000, $25,000 on these billboards. And I'm not saying billboards can't be effective. They can be effective. That's one strategy. I'm just saying the cost analysis for doing a billboard versus something that's free, which is your Facebook Live feed, that's a huge advantage that you're going to have, because you're actually changing your message on a daily basis. And a lot of my clients are doing 6 and 7 live feeds a day. I'm not saying you have to do that little or that many. And if you're shy and you don't want to be in front of the camera, you don't have to necessarily have yourself be in front of the camera. You can have somebody else at the dealership be in front of the camera, or you can just film it for yourself, almost like in third person or second person, where you are filming it without any person there. You can film your inventory. You can film events that are going on. Like, this is October right now, so we have Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and we're making a sizable donation to breast cancer awareness, so that, you know, you can talk to the people, the audience, your potential clients, because you're going to be where they are right now. And that is, you're going to be talking to them in their heads, because they are either thinking about having a vehicle, and things change all the time. Not that you want to hope that somebody gets into an accident or the car breaks down or anything that happens during your day-to-day, you know, daily tasks, but those things are reality and they do happen. And if you put that live feed out there, all of a sudden, maybe they're in need of a vehicle, or maybe their car broke down in the morning, or maybe they got into a fender bender. Like, I was playing basketball with a guy on Sunday, and he was just in an accident that morning. And, you know, Monday he was going to start looking for a new vehicle because they totaled it. And it was just a small little fender bender, but it ended up being so in such a position that the insurance company just totaled his car. And he just bought the car, I think it was like 4 or 5 months ago. So you don't know what's going on in your potential customers' lives. And by going and sharing through the Facebook Live video feed, you can tell your story. You can take the narrative and share with them what makes you different, what makes your dealership different. You know, you don't always have to press about and talk about price. You can talk about, you know, the 17 or 72 point check that you go through, or the mechanics that are involved with the process of inspecting the vehicles, or the tires that you put on, or the follow-up after the sale, whatever it is that you do different. And it doesn't always have to revolve around price. And I always say that to you guys, that you don't have to have something just specifically around price. You can actually have it on being able to create something around, you know, your brand. So hopefully that was helpful for you guys, and you guys can understand that this is something that is going to be a strategy moving forward, not just now in 2019, but going into 2020. And as long as Facebook Live is free, and as long as you're not having to expend a lot of capital, because you can go in and pay for a Facebook boost of that live feed that shows up on your news feed inside your business page. And that's a great way to start getting some more views to that live feed and more likes to your page, which will then, it's like a snowball effect going downhill. And then you can continually grow that. But the message, like the one of the dealerships I'm working with right now started back the beginning of September, and he's already grown up to, I think it's almost 150, 200 likes. Like, when I say likes, I mean real natural likes within a 10-mile radius of the dealership. And they had one of their best Septembers they've ever had. And traditionally, September is a terrible month for them. And so you can then take the strategy, and we're looking at being able to get to 10,000 followers by the end of the year, by December 31st. That's a goal that we have for the dealership. And you can put those goals out there for yourself as well. You know, whether 10,000 is a lot for you or a little for you, what that means is you have 10,000 active people in your own local community that are going to see your message. The way that I was sharing with you that the dealership, when he posted his very first Facebook Live video, a pastor came and because he was doing a live video on the hot dogs and the tent sale that they were having, and he sold the car to the pastor that came in to just get some hot dogs for his family. And you can do the same thing. Whatever event you're creating, people love events. And I'll go over more about that as well, because people enjoy, you know, some type of reason to come in, whether it's a tent sale, whether it's, you know, hot dogs, or, you know, a drawing or bingo, whatever it might be for you and your dealership, you can create that. And by going in and creating a Facebook Live, which is free, you're going to create an awareness that people are going to feel like familiar with you. And I don't know what it is about the fact that maybe because we all watch TV, and when we see people on TV and then we see them in real life, we almost have this like awe because they're like a celebrity. And by you creating those live feeds, those live videos, you almost have a celebrity status. They almost feel like they know you. And the more that you can get out the information and the people behind your dealership, the more people are going to feel comfortable with you, and the more cars at the end of the day you're going to sell. That's the cool part. So hopefully this was helpful for you guys. I will follow up with you some great things tomorrow that I'm going to show you how you can get some customers coming in for less than $1 per customer. You're going to love that one. All right. Thanks, guys. Hopefully this was helpful. See ya.